Thermal damage. Thermal damage to fire hose can result from exposure to excessive heat or cold. Excessive heat exposure or direct flame contact can cause charring, melting, weakening the outer jacket, dehydration of the rubber lining. Inner linings can become dehydrated when the hose is hung to dry in a drying tower longer than necessary or when it is dried in direct sunlight. Mechanical hose dryers eliminate this concern but extend the time required to dry large amounts of hose due to limited capacity. To prevent thermal damage, follow these practices. Protect hose from exposure to excessive heat or fire when possible. Remove hose from any heated area as soon as it is dry. Use moderate temperature settings for mechanical drying. Warm air is much better than hot air. Keep the outside of woven jacket fire hose dry when not in use. Run water through hose that has not been used for some time to keep the liner soft. Avoid laying fire hose on hot pavement to dry. Roll dry hose in a straight roll for storage to keep the liner from drying out. Prevent hose from coming in contact with, or being placed close to, vehicle exhaust systems. Use hose bed covers on apparatus to shield the hose from the sun. Cold damage prevention. Cold damage occurs when water on the inside and/or the outside of a fire hose freezes. Fire departments in regions with severely cold temperatures should use special cold-resistant hose designed for use at temperatures down to minus 65 degrees Fahrenheit minus 54 degrees Celsius. Regardless of the type of fire hose used in extreme cold, allow some water to flow through the nozzle to prevent water from freezing inside the hose during intermittent use at fires. Guidelines to prevent hose freezing. Maintain water flow in intake hose by circulating water from a hydrant through the fire pump, then discharging it through a drain-off hose that routes water away from the pumping apparatus. Immediately drain and roll hose that is no longer needed for firefighting operations. Tighten all hose connections to prevent couplings from leaking and freezing. When fire hose becomes frozen to an ice-covered surface, there are three ways to remove it. Melt the ice with a steam-generating device. Chop the hose loose with axes. Leave the hose until the weather warms enough to melt the ice. Guidelines for removing frozen hose. Make all cuts well away from the hose when chopping it out of ice to minimize the chance of an axe blade striking and damaging the hose fabric. Avoid using exhaust manifold heat from the pumping apparatus. It can be very hot and poses a carbon monoxide hazard to firefighters. Wait until the hose is thawed before folding it. Folding frozen hose can damage the lining and outer jacket in ways that are not apparent during visual inspections. If fire hose sections can be uncoupled, carefully load them onto a flatbed vehicle and transport them to a location where they can be thawed and protected from damage. Perform a service test before placing thawed hose back in service to ensure that no damage has occurred. Organic damage. Mildew and mold are living organisms, fungi, that can rot natural fibers, figure 12.17. When hose with a woven jacket of cotton or other natural fiber is stored wet, rot may weaken the jacket and can lead to ruptures under pressure. The outer jacket of some woven jacket fire hose is made of synthetic fibers such as Dacron TM polyester that resist organic damage. The outer jacket of some natural fiber hose has been chemically treated to resist mildew and mold, but such treatment is not always 100% effective. Rubber jacket hose is not subject to organic damage. Some methods to preventing mildew and mold on natural fiber, woven jacket hose. Remove all wet hose from the apparatus after use and replace it with dry hose or thoroughly dry the wet hose before reloading it on the apparatus. Inspect, wash, and dry hose that has been contaminated. Remove, inspect, sweep, and reload hose if it has not been unloaded from the apparatus during a period of 6 months. Ensure that the hose is folded at different points than when previously loaded. Inspect and test hose annually and after possible damage or freezing. Ensure that cotton or cotton blend fire hose is completely dry before storing or loading. Cover hose beds with water-repellent covers to keep hose loads dry during inclement weather. Periodically inspect fire hose in storage racks and hose beds. Remove and rotate hose periodically. Even if mildew is not visible, a musty smell may indicate its presence within the hose. Ventilate all areas where fire hose is kept, including pumping apparatus hose beds and compartments. Wash hose immediately whenever mildew is discovered using the following steps. Scrub the cover jacket with a very mild soap or manufacturer-recommended cleaning solution. Rinse well. Dry completely or to the point recommended in the manufacturer's instructions. Inspect the hose section within the next few days for the reappearance of mildew. Chemical damage. Certain chemicals and chemical vapors can damage the outer jacket on fire hose or cause the rubber lining to separate from the inner jacket. Common examples of chemical damage include exposure to petroleum products, paints, acids, or alkalis may weaken hose to the point of bursting under pressure. Battery acid can destroy hose jacket fibers. Runoff water from a fire may carry foreign materials that can cause chemical damage to fire hose. After exposure to chemicals or chemical vapors, hose should be cleaned as soon as is practical. Some recommended practices include: avoid laying fire hose directly against curbs where oil, gasoline, and battery acid may accumulate or pool from parked automobiles. Place the hose 2 to 4 feet, 0.6 to 1.2 m, away from the curb or gutter but not in vehicle travel lanes. Move the hose onto a sidewalk or into a median to avoid vehicle and contamination damage, if possible. Avoid exposing fire hose to hazardous material spills. Avoid exposing fire hose to spills of foam concentrate, which is mildly corrosive and can deteriorate the hose lining or cover material if it remains on the hose. Thoroughly scrub fire hose suspected of having contacted acid or other caustic chemicals with a solution of bicarbonate of soda and water. Remove the hose from service and contact the manufacturer for additional maintenance procedures. Periodically remove hose from the apparatus, wash it with plain water, and dry it thoroughly. Test hose properly if there is any suspicion of damage. Dispose of hose according to departmental SOPs if it has been exposed to hazardous materials and cannot be decontaminated. Corrosion. Corrosion happens when a substance in the environment gradually weakens metal over time. The metal is slowly converted into a weaker compound. The most common fire hose coupling metals are brass and aluminum. Each of these metals possesses a high resistance to corrosion, but each will suffer some deterioration when exposed to certain conditions. Brass is highly resistant to corrosion. Over time, however, a brass coupling will corrode when it is in contact with moist organic materials or earth. The metal will darken and turn green as copper oxides are formed. Although these copper oxides are usually found only on exposed surfaces, they can form on the interior of female swivels or inside surfaces of nozzles, reducing the ease of the device's operation. Normal cleaning removes most of the surface corrosion. However, the only way to free the swivels or operating mechanisms is to lubricate moving parts according to the manufacturer's recommendations. Aluminum couplings develop a layer of corrosion, aluminum oxide, that in effect seals the metal against further oxidation. This protective layer can be scratched or abraded during normal use, resulting in the formation of a new layer. Age deterioration. If fire hose is left in an apparatus bed for a long time, it can deteriorate and crack because of the sharp folds in the tightly packed hose load. To prevent this, unused hose loads should be removed and repacked on a regular schedule. Because the hose near the top of the hose bed is deployed most often, lower layers may seldom be removed. When reloading the hose, pack the hose loosely and fold the hose in places where it was not previously folded, figure 12.18. Because fire hose that is loaded on edge wears more quickly, manufacturers recommend using a flat load. Fire hose will deteriorate if it is left hanging in a hose tower for excessive periods. The inner lining of hose can become weakened at the point where it hangs over the support peg. Reinforced jacketed fabric hose may suffer a separation of the rubber or plastic lining from the inner reinforcement, reducing the strength of the hose at the point of the separation. To prevent this damage, remove the hose from the tower as soon as it is dry. If fire hose must remain in a tower for prolonged periods, change the hose/peg contact point periodically. Note, always follow the manufacturer's instructions and department SOPs for hose care and maintenance.